This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Appropriate behavior by coaches, players, and fans of all ages at all interscholastic athletic contests is a long-standing expectation of the IHSA and its member schools. To formalize that expectation, the association has a series of bylaws that address this topic. IHSA bylaws 2.040 and 3.140 outline the expectations member schools are required to meet in regards to sportsmanship and ethics of competition. When anyone directly or indirectly connected to a school fails to abide by these expectations, the bylaws give the association's executive director the authority to investigate any incidents of unsportsmanlike conduct and invoke any penalties against a member school and or individuals whose conduct in connection with an interscholastic contest violates these principles or ethics. IHSA Bylaw 2.042 also requires each member school to maintain proper crowd control and enforce the principles of good sportsmanship and ethics for all interscholastic contests. However, this does not mean that the host school is the only entity responsible for maintaining crowd control. Both schools involved in an interscholastic contest are responsible for the conduct of their teams, students, and fans. Each school's administrative team and/or representatives must work together at each contest to ensure the event represents the best that interscholastic competition can be. High school sports are not big business. As a result, buying a ticket to a high school sporting event does not grant an individual the right to openly criticize coaches, players, or officials. Each of those groups do their best on a daily basis to perform at their most optimum level, but there will be times when all of these groups will make mistakes. High school sports are educational-based activities, which means mistakes in execution and judgment may be made. And when they are, participants are expected to learn from those mistakes so they can become better coaches, players, or officials. Understanding this vital part of the process will enable fans of all ages to maintain the right perspective when attending a high school athletic event. However, when situations arise where coaches or players are ejected from interscholastic contests for their behavior, the IHSA's membership has crafted rules that assign specific penalties to the offenders. IHSA bylaws 6.011 and 6.012 require that coaches or players ejected from contests for unsportsmanlike conduct are to be suspended for the next interscholastic contest at that level, as well as any other interscholastic contests at any level in the interim. Translated, that would mean, for example, a player ejected from a sophomore volleyball match would have to sit out any volleyball match that he or she might play in until the next sophomore volleyball match has been played by his or her school. Typically, this means that coaches or players ejected from a contest have to sit out one game, match, or contest. But sometimes coaches or students who coach or participate at multiple levels end up missing more than one. At this time, there is no IHSA rule requiring fans who are ejected from contests from having to miss additional contests, but oftentimes member schools impose their own penalty against fans, especially those fans who are ejected multiple times. Exhibiting good sportsmanship and competing ethically are within the control of each coach, player, or fan who participates in or attends any interscholastic event. Keeping the right perspective is a task we can all successfully complete. And when we do, we send the message to everyone that we know how to do what's right.